It's the radio segment that followed BTS on Twitter, but then quickly unfollowed after realizing it doesn't stand for bacon tomato sandwich. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other fish cakes just don't. This first laser story is out of Troy, New York. The other day, 911 received a rash of calls about several cars that were stolen around town.
Uh-oh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Not good. Yeah.
And because of previous experiences, the cops believed it was all one person doing the stealing.
Huh.
They thought it must be the city's notorious car thief named Mark.
They couldn't come up with a better name.
That's right. You'd think he'd have a cooler nickname if he's the most well-known car thief in New York. Like the Subaru Swiper.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The Kia Klepto.
Wow. Yeah. You know a lot of these, Jeff.
But no, he just goes by his real name, Mark.
Mark. Okay. I think Mark did it again.
Anyway.
It just doesn't hit, does it?
The authorities ran Mark's name in their database, and that's when it came up with something interesting. Apparently, he was due for a court appearance later that same day.
Oh, wow. Get him.
So instead of tracking him down or doing any real detective work, they just sent a bunch of cops to the courthouse to wait for Mark to show up, which he did in one of his stolen cars.
Oh!
Trademark.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got it. I like it. That was good. Clever, Jose.
Police arrested him without incident, but instead of bringing him to jail, they made sure he went to his court appearance first. Then right after it was over, he was charged with grand larceny.
For him.
I have a feeling your court appearance isn't going to go well when the cops escort you in.
Probably not.
It's kind of a bad first impression on the judge.
Yeah, and I always figured car thieves were either looking to joyride or chop the cars for parts.
Yeah. Totally.
I never really picture them stealing cars to run their errands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Especially Mark.
Yeah.
Come on, Mark. You're better than this.
Picked up his dry cleaning earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do any of my time at an animal shelter, but I stole a car to get there.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
This next laser story is out of the Philippines. A Filipino man named Ryan Tomoa had been experiencing sharp chest pains, but only in cold weather. So the 25-year-old decided to finally go see a doctor about it, and that's when he got the surprise of his life. The hospital did an X-ray exam and then told him the news that they'd found an object resembling a large knife stuck in his chest.
Oh my God!
What? Oh, that's where I put that. Yeah. I was cooking.
Oh, my machete.
Yeah.
It's in my esophagus.
Oh, God.
Duh.
Not only that, but it was very close to his lungs.
Oh my God.
So how did the knife get there?
Yes.
According to Ryan, he was on his motorbike a few months back when he was attacked and stabbed by a gang.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Probably something you should bring up first.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't remember much about the incident except that he was almost lifeless when he was brought to the hospital. Doctors managed to save him, but apparently they forgot to remove the knife in his chest.
Oh my goodness.
Seems like kind of your number one job as a doctor.
When someone comes in with stab wounds.
Stabilize him.
He's good.
Yeah.
All right, put on the Band-Aid. What else are we going to do?
However, Ryan says he's not mad, and he will not be suing that medical team.
Oh, okay.
What?
Although he would like the knife removed because he's applying for a mining job, and apparently having a knife lodged in his chest might cause him to fail the health exam.
I hate that.
This next laser story is out of Wexford County, Michigan.
Because that's where I actually live.
Hometown.
The other day, authorities spotted a vehicle parked on the shoulder of the road at 6:30 in the morning.
Oof. I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
Okay. When officers approached, they noticed a man in the passenger seat. When troops asked for his name, he panicked and gave them a fake one.
Uh-oh.
And that might have worked, but when police went back to their car and entered the fake name in their computer, maybe the unluckiest thing ever happened. It came back with multiple outstanding warrants.
Shut up. You gave him a fake name that had warrants on it?
Yep. And with that information, they did a subsequent search of the vehicle, and cops found meth in the man's pants.
Gosh.
The troops also said that while he was being booked, he was found to have smuggled more drugs into the jail.
What?
So when did the police figure out that he was using a fake name?
Yeah.
That didn't happen until after the man was fingerprinted and they found a match.
Wow.
So what's the lesson? Pick a different fake name next time.
Yeah.
Dummy.
For real.
This next laser story is out of the rambunctious world of real estate. If you feel like rent is high and the housing prices in your neighborhood are out of control.
Oh my God, seriously.
It could be worse.
How?
Could it?
I say that because a real estate listing in Toronto is making international news today. The property that just hit the market is being advertised as, quote, conveniently located with subway, schools, shops, and other amenities nearby.
Okay, how many zeros at the end of this thing?
The only downside is it's not a real house.
What is it?
In fact, it's a dilapidated garage.
So you can't go to the bathroom or make dinner, but...
Well, you could... But it's going to be a really messy place.
Yeah,
exactly. So don't confuse the dinner hall.
They're selling it as a house, a garage?
There's no bedrooms, no bathrooms,
what?
Not even a kitchen in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And it can all be yours for the small price of $729,000.
No. No.
The lot itself is about 20 feet wide and 100 feet deep.
20 feet wide.
And bonus, it comes with a parking space.
Oh.
It's a garage. I hope that's all it actually comes with.
Not all garages come with that, Brooke.
Yeah.
The small garage is pictured standing between two houses, so you could potentially take it down and build a brand new place.
A 20-foot wide house?
But that might cost you a couple more million on top of the 729,000.
Yeah. How would people live there?
Other than that, though, sounds like a pretty good deal.
Other than everything.
Make sure you go to the bathroom before you go to that person's housewarming party.
Exactly. I'm in the market.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah. I'm not interested in a dilapidated garage. I'm more in the market for a dilapidated shell. Yes, that's the sound of a shell that's being dilapidated right now. I am very interested when this is done. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.